Today we celebrate the memory of the known and unknown saints who enjoy the blessedness of beholding the face of God and participate in his heavenly banquet. You see, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 22 and 23, gives us a beautiful, some kind of glimpse of this joyful gathering of God's sons and daughters. It says there, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, with its thousands of angels, the joyful gathering of God's firstborn sons and daughters, whose names are written in heaven. And so this particular description perfectly fits today's celebration of Feast Day, because now we join, by virtue of this celebration, we join the spirit of the saints to rejoice in the presence of God and to sing his praises. His praises. Yes, they are doing that now, just as you heard in the first reading. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, honor, thanksgiving, wisdom, might, glory, forever and ever to our God. Yes, they could do that because now they could see clearly. All the doubts and all the mysteries of life have been cleared. So they understand perfectly well things about God. Even their life here on earth, they could not see everything clearly. And so God the Father was worthy of all those praises, all those praises. So they now sing his praises day and night, all in thanksgiving, all in worship. So this, our celebration today, really should revive in us the desire for our sanctification and also the hope of heaven, where this blessed spirit, this holy men and women now awaits you and I. You know, when they lived their life here on earth, they suffered hunger and thirst, and now they are satisfied. They labored and struggled. You see, you know, when you listen to that reading, you hear somebody, God asking somebody, who are these? And he says, these are the people who had gone through the great persecution, the great distress. Because to live in this world is all about persecution. You are persecuted, life persecutes you, sin persecutes you, and so many other things persecute you. You are under pressure. There is this struggle within you, there is this struggle outside you, and then you also have to struggle between the powers of darkness and the powers of light. So these people had all these experiences, and they won. That is why at the beginning of the Mass I said we are celebrating their victory. Because we call them the triumphant church. They are the triumphant church within that same mystical body of Christ. While below here, we are the pilgrim church. We are still moving towards where they are now. With all the obstacles, with all the distractions, with all the perils of life holding us sway. So we are, you know what happens when people go on pilgrimage? It's not always a beautiful one. Sometimes you have misfortunes, you have other things that are quite inconveniencing. And then we also have the other part of the body, of mystical body of Christ, those in purgatory. We call them the suffering church. The suffering church. Those are the ones we remember tomorrow. Those who have to await a period of purification. A purification in the blood of Jesus. You know, after a while, they are now worthy to enter heaven. Because the Bible says, nothing defiled, no matter how tiny it is, that can enter heaven. Heaven is a pure state. It's a pure state. And so, these God's chosen people who are now in heaven, they are an enormous crowd, countless in number, as the book of Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 tells us. Notable among them are the apostles, the prophets, the martyrs, the pastors, confessors, virgins. In fact, the list is endless. It's endless. And they come from all parts of the world, all strata of society, and from all walks of life. Now, the ideal of sanctity is not meant for a select few. It is for all of us. We're all called to holiness of life. We're all called to be saints. And like those people are up there, They were ordinary human beings like you and I. You know, but at a point in their life or life journey, there came this awareness of where am I? I'm going somewhere. I need to do something about the situation. Some had wonderful conversion, some dramatic, some very drastic, others just in a gentle way, day by day. So they all at their own different times encountered the divine and had a change of heart. So these are the people. And Jesus will tell us in one of his parables about the kingdom of God, he says the kingdom of God is like a dragnet, a net that is cast into the sea, and it gathered fish of all kinds, fish of all kinds. And so this August assembly that we celebrate today, many of them are our loved ones, those who loved us and whom we loved while they were here on earth, our grandparents, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our friends, our companions, our neighbors, relations, fellow workers, teachers, spiritual guides, well-wishers, all of them are part of this enormous crowd. And so we rejoice in their blessedness and at the same time request them to intercede with God on our behalf. You see, it is a custom in the Catholic Church to pray to the saints, right? True or false? Yes, we pray to the saints. And to do that is something wonderful because somehow you are expressing your faith in God. You express your faith in the life after here. And God is happy about that when we do so. We do so because we appreciate what Jesus has come and done. In fact, the fact that they are there tells us the genuine nature of Jesus becoming human, that Jesus had won. Because he came in order that we might have life and have it in abundance in the life to come. Amen? Amen? Amen. And so, we celebrate them, we ask them for help, and I know numberless people invoke them, they invoke the saints regularly for help. And they are our advocates before God. There they plead for us. In the heavenly court, they plead there for us, and they also support us. They also enrich our poor prayers with theirs, before God, and present them before God. That is why during the ordination of deacons, priests, bishops, perpetual profession of the religious, as well as Easter Vigil, when we celebrate baptism, we solemnly honor and invoke these saints in the litany of all saints because their prayers are very, very helpful, very helpful. And some of these saints, while they live their life here on earth, we might have considered them to be ignorant, old-fashioned, not without much capability or initiative, too submissive to authority, and somewhat foolish. But now we see them in a new light and we look at them with such wonderful admiration. Because God has exalted them. God has honored them. And so, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, these people are our friends and our model of life. In fact, they are our pathfinders. That is why I love reading the life of saints. I love reading them because they are our pathfinders. It is like somebody who is going into the national park. When you enter the national park, you begin to see signs, right? Signs telling you where to go, right? Signs telling you where to go, where there is a pitfall or where you have rocks, you have to be careful. So these people before us, they are pathfinders for us too. They have journeyed through life. They know areas that are dangerous and areas that are not dangerous. They know also how we can relate to God and how we can run away. We can run away from Satan and all his tactics. So that is why I love reading the life of saints. And because they help us all the time, somebody like St. Teresa of the Little Flower, when she was dying, somebody asked her, when you get to heaven, what will you be doing in heaven? And he said, I will spend my heaven doing good on earth. Doing good on earth. So that all those good things they were doing on earth don't come to an end when they experience physical death or when they part from this world. No, it continues over there. That is why it's a wonderful thing when we share life experiences of our loved ones. Those beautiful memories of them. It continues elsewhere. It does not end. It doesn't end here below. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we celebrate them, let's rejoice with their victory. And because they are also helping us, let us have recourse to them all the time, asking for their prayers, because they are ready to help us. They want us there as well.